Previously on Max und Ivan Fugitives.
The dead letterbox message said the meeting with the Omni CEO is happening at 12:15 today. If we can record it, we'll finally have physical proof of the organization's existence.
And you think that Omni is the organization?
It's the red-headed woman. She's here. And she's got the contract.
No!
Tell me where your colleague is.
Lara?
Open your fucking eyes! I knocked her out in one punch! Really fucked up her nose.
Jesus.
Take the contract. Go to the meeting. Record Yitzhak.
What's your plan?
I go in and give him the contract.
You give Yitzhak the contract?
Yeah.
The man we're almost certain is the head of the organization that wants to kill us.
If what my people think about your organization is true, then you working with us was a sick joke.
He took the pen from the clipboard, flicked to the end of the contract, and...
Did we just poison Yitzhak with K-27?
Hello, boys.
Lara, Yitzhak's dead.
Very slowly, she looked up at us, pulled out the gun, and smiled.
Good.
Max and Ivan, Fugitives. Episode 6.
Now, do you know how to empty the bullets out of this gun? I'm terrified I'm going to blow my own leg off.
Whoa, don't give it to me.
Jesus, why have you got a gun?
What do you mean, good?
Well, Yitzhak was part of the organization, right?
No. In fact, turns out he hated them.
Oh my God, really? I feel bad now.
Then why are you taking pictures of his corpse?
Because that's what the organization wants.
What?
Says who?
Says whoever's sending messages to the red-headed woman's phone. This phone.
You're kidding.
Honestly, Max, Lara was amazing. She knocked the redhead out with a spinning back fist.
Yeah, that was supposed to be an uppercut. I slipped.
And how did you unlock her phone?
I cut her finger off.
What?
Kidding! I used her fingerprint and then, you know, went into her settings.
Oh, yeah, turned off the lock.
Yeah.
So that phone, that's a direct line to the organization. And they don't know we have it.
Yep. And they're sending messages on grenade. Before it self-destructed, the last one said, send photo of Yitzhak's body. Done.
Holy shit. You're doing it, Lara. You're secret servicing.
Actually, I had to use my holiday allowance to come here, so technically I'm not, but still.
Guys, shall we not stand and chat next to a fucking dead body?
Good point. If we slip out, I think we should just be able to blend into the crowd.
Ah, I think someone might have found our red-headed friend.
Shit, and it won't be long before someone finds Yitzhak. We've got to get out of here.
I'll cause a distraction. Yitzhak won't mind if I use his lighter, right?
What?
Ta-da!
The old sprinkler system trick, just like in the movies.
Ooh, it's cold!
Yeah, and also, Ivan, the system's isolated. You've literally turned on the sprinklers for just this one room. And you've probably alerted security.
God bless.
Half-drenched, we rushed into the corridor,
only to bump directly into a terrified cleaner.
There's a body in the toilet!
Oh, no, please!
Oh, God, don't let her in the green room!
Oh, there's a body in there, too! And it is wet!
Oh, God, no, don't make a scene!
Oh, God. Okay, nobody panic.
Oh, I've got a better idea. Everybody panic!
What?
Hi-ya!
With one swift elbow, Lara smashed the fire alarm. And delegates started streaming into the corridor.
Quick, this way!
Great, let's just keep a low profile.
Yo, Min-Man, nice presentation.
Thanks.
I'd love to connect and see if we could put some of that deep learning into a gun I'm building.
Oh, I'm not sure that that's...
This way!
Hey, I just want to thank you.
Klaus, no, thank you. I would love to go for some sea bream with you.
Follow me!
Sorry.
I'll look you up at some institute.
Yes. No. Oh, bollocks.
Come this way.
Yep, I'm coming.
No. Change your plan. Back that way. Quick.
Wait, what?
Shit, it's bingo.
Do we know if there's a fire? Or is it some kind of experiential component? Either way, I'm in.
Hey, you three, stop right now.
Fuck!
The Lynn delegation. Brilliant. Listen, your car's ready.
What?
It's going to be absolute madness leaving here. Get off site as quick as you can.
Yes, thank you. Of course.
And has anyone seen Yitzhak?
No.
No.
Absolutely not. No idea.
Okay, well, 8th Meridian wishes you a serene and pleasant fire escape.
Unlike the other tech giants scrambling for a way off the site, as keynote speakers on the conference's fourth most prestigious stage, our fire escape was pleasant and serene.
We clambered into the Lind delegation's chauffeur-driven car and sped away.
Hotel, oui.
Une minute, s'il vous plaît. Where the fuck are we going?
Okay, I think I can answer that. The organization have sent me, or rather the red-headed woman, a grenade.
Yeah, and?
It just says, good work.
Okay, we're nailing this.
Now we can commence the second phase of Operation V.
Now they can do it.
So we, in fact, help them. Maybe we're not nailing this.
Well, no, I think we are nailing this. The only problem is that this is being terrorists.
And what about the red-headed woman? She's going to make contact with the organization soon, right? One way or another.
That's true. And when she does, we'll stop getting these messages. So whilst we've got the upper hand...
Go to Amsterdam.
Zurich Airport. Plus vite, s'il vous plaît.
Bien sûr.
Fucking hell!
Yikes!
The driver drove his Italian car through the Swiss Alps as though on a German autobahn.
And 56 upsetting minutes later, we made it to the airport.
As we waited for Lara to collect our tickets, we assessed the situation. Boris, Mr. Cheney, now Yitzhak.
We playing shag, marry, kill?
No, we're basically playing kill, kill, kill. We're responsible for 3 deaths.
Hey, are we responsible for those deaths? I mean, I know we were involved.
Yes, we were responsible for them. And unless we can stop this attack, what, 8 milligrams of K27, half a kilo? Yeah, we'll be responsible for around 60,000 more.
We will stop it. I'm looking up places that V could be in Amsterdam. The Van Gogh Museum? The Vondelpark?
What's the Vondelpark?
A lovely outdoor theatre.
It doesn't feel like a likely target for a terrorist group.
It's got a playground. That'd be tragic.
Anywhere the drone sprays poison over would be tragic, you maniac.
Okay, hear me out. Vibrator World. 3 floors entirely devoted
right,
to...
Right, I've messaged Kat here to see if she's managed to decrypt the remaining 4 folders of the cuckoo.
What did she say?
Fuck off, still decrypting. And the same message again, but in capital letters.
Right.
God, I'll be glad when we can go home and live our lives again.
Tell me about it. I should be speaking to Natasha tonight. We speak at the same time on Friday, every other week without fail.
Sounds healthy.
Hey, when we got together, I told her I was low maintenance.
What did she say?
I can't remember.
Ugh. And I'll be happy to escape all these nutcase European nationalists. Look what's come up on my timeline. Another group of marching fuckwits.
Known as the English Independence League, or EIL, the party is gathering grassroots support in the run-up to local elections.
Oh, Christ, that's in the UK.
Following the sudden death of the party's founder, new leader Grant Venables spoke at a recent rally.
There's a storm brewing, yeah, and we've got a right as Englishmen to protect our families, and I make no apology for that.
Yuck. Double yuck. Another voice message from Bingo. She's remembered we exist.
Oh my God, the ice cream town back end.
How are you going, boys? Bit of goss. Was at this conference and the CEO of Omni's just cacked it. Massive heart attack, apparently.
It was not a heart attack.
So, I know you're both working remotely, but I guess the question is, are you working remotely? Bit of fun. Now, radical candor time, there's a very real chance I'll have to sue the shit out of you if you don't put the back end back online right fucking yesterday. Weirdly, turns out that shitloads of data only has shitloads of value if you actually have access to the shitloads of data. Kill surprise! Actually got a couple of contractors in fuel having a look at it, but seems your encryption is really good, which is great, up to a point.
Okay, look, it's Friday afternoon now. We can stall and get something up for Monday.
Great idea.
And Ivan, obviously you've got those Wednesday to Sunday working hours, so looking forward to seeing everything up and running by end of play tomorrow.
Say.
And if not, no worries. But again, lawsuits and you'll both be sacked with immediate effect.
Great.
Hey, Buzz, Steve, get your ambassadorial passports out. I've got our tickets to Amsterdam.
Cool.
Right.
Let's go see what Zurich Airport has to offer. And I guarantee it's better than Liechtenstein's.
What's that like?
Legally, it's a large heliport.
As soon as we landed in Amsterdam and the red-headed woman's phone got onto a Dutch network, the Grenade app pinged to life.
Send proof of arrival.
Proof?
Okay. What's Dutch? Tulips?
Oh, those wooden clogs.
I've sent a photo of this giant stroopwafel with Amsterdam written in chocolate.
Great.
Nice one.
I see you have developed a sense of humour. I meant a location pin.
Shit.
I mean, that does make a lot more sense.
Okay. Remember this. Locker 311B, code 327685.
We started searching the airport's main concourse.
Before long, I found a bank of lockers, and on the top left, locker 311B.
I knew what the code was, thanks to my photographic memory.
I mean, you took a photo of the grenade message.
Yeah, my phone had memory for photos, and thanks to that, I knew the code.
Sure.
We're in.
A set of keys.
Whoa! This is like being in an escape room. If escape rooms weren't totally shit.
On the side of the keychain is the address.
Delivery of K27 will arrive in half an hour.
Shit. So we've got to go to this address to take delivery of half a kilo of the world's most deadly poison.
That's bad.
Still better than an escape room.
The clouds were gathering and it was starting to rain, so we hopped in a cab and headed towards the address.
So I'm Googling the place. It just seems to be an Airbnb apartment.
Let's see. A 4.8 rating. The organization has standards.
Guys, just a couple more V options. Volkswagen Amsterdam, the city's fourth largest dealership. And, oh, hey, Vibrator Planet, which is actually twice as big as...
Ah, we're here.
Good thing.
I'm really getting into being the red-headed woman.
Oh, God.
What?
Lara, you're not, are you? It's fine over the phone, but what happens when the organisation gets here expecting the red-headed woman but meets the brunette from Liechtenstein?
He's got a point.
Okay, don't stress. We've got time to work this out.
How long?
Well, they said half an hour, so that leaves roughly 5 minutes.
Okay. Don't panic. When I went to the Unleash Your Executive Power weekender, the lead facilitator and visionary said that all major life decisions can be made within 30 seconds.
Oh.
He did also say that a man had cancer because he was mentally weak. The point is, all we need to do is get in, clear our minds, take a deep breath, and...
Hey, guys, you made it! Come in from the rain. I'm Stefan, the superhost. I was about to go, but I could give you a tour of the flat.
Actually,
Okay, we'll do a quick one. So, I don't know if you party, but I left out a bong with some complimentary smoke for you.
Well, look, we really need to...
And then you'll probably be hungry, so I got some takeaway options there on the table.
Oh, thank you.
Now, in the garden there is a hammock. In terms of adjusting it, it's kind of tricky, but I can explain.
Stefan, we have quite an important meeting in about 3 minutes and 45 seconds.
Say no more. I leave it to it. The Wi-Fi password is Stefan Loves Shortbread. Because I do.
Okay. We draw the curtains, we turn off the lights, we get you a hat, or a veil, both, and shades, and a fan? What the fuck am I talking about?
Guys, they're 1 minute away.
Oh, God.
But it's going to be okay.
What?
It's just gonna be a delivery guy.
A courier?
Not even that. The message says it'll be someone from Verkaby.
Amazing! Anyone can become a bee. They're used to doing totally random things without knowing why. I used it last month to get a white chocolate Snickers delivered from the shop across the road when it was raining really hard. By the time the bee showed up, the rain had stopped and I was stood at the front door, literally 10 feet away, and it cost me £30. The point is, we'll be fine.
Thank Christ. So they'll hand over the K27 and it'll be lovely and painless and happy.
The organisation says we have to kill the worker bee once the drop is made.
What?
Hello, worker bee. And please, may I use the bathroom?
The worker bee guy was a kindly-looking African man in his 60s.
He shuffled off to the loo, leaving us with a pelly case, marked caution, fragile.
It was double-locked, with no key.
Which was, frankly, a relief.
And as the toilet flushed, we realised we had an impossible decision to make.
Okay, well, I guess I could get high and then kill him. Or kill him and then get high. Or get him high and perhaps he wouldn't notice.
Van!
Perhaps we don't need to kill him. we've done it, right? We've got the K-27.
Yes, yes. So surely Operation V is dead in the water.
Verkaby has confirmed delivery of the final package of K-27 to you.
Final? There's more.
So we do have to kill him.
Again, eliminate Verkaby ASAP, send proof and await final drop-off location.
Okay, so if we want to find out where the rest is, it feels like maybe we do need to kill him.
And it's him versus 60,000 people, right? It's that trolley problem. To kill one kind old man to save a massive trolley full of Dutch people?
Oh, we don't know if it's Dutch.
Yeah, 60,000 people. It could be 1.5 Liechtensteins.
Did he have a second shit?
Surely we're not doing this.
I don't know how far your diplomatic immunity stretches, but maybe, for the greater good, we should...
Oh, fuck this. I am getting high.
Wait! It's okay. We don't have to kill him.
What?
They just want proof, right? What's proof? A couple of good, clear photos of a man who looks like he's dead.
And in what world can we convince him to do that?
Thankfully, we don't have to convince him. Lara, download Worker Bee. Thank you, Mr. Adegbola. If we could just get another couple of shots with the TV cable wrapped a bit more tightly under your chin to really give us that strangled look.
The dribble is a beautiful touch, thank you.
Yeah, you look great. Really dead.
Please rate me 5 Bs.
Oh, you've got it. And remember, as part of this job, we wanted to pay more in order for you to go offline for the next 48 hours, yep?
Yes.
Great.
In my country, I am a doctor.
Okay, I'll get one final wide-angle shot of him lying half off the sofa with the cables round his neck, so get out of the frame.
Great, I'll stand up on this table.
And can you see me if I crouch by these curtains?
Hi, guys. I forgot to tell you, the baths are jacuzzi, and if you... Oh, I'm so sorry.
Stefan, this is...
We're just having...
Your meeting, of course.
It's not...
You're having fun with the cables. That's great. Oh, hey, my name is Stefan. I'm the superhost.
My name is Dr. Adegbola.
So I'll just drop off these shortbreads, and you guys have a good orgy.
Thanks, Stefan.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Thank you, sir.
See you later.
Okay, I sent the photo.
Do they buy it?
Yeah, it says good work. Hey, this number's important. Quick.
I'm on it. Camera and... Yep, got it. Look. Tracking final package. Bring to shipping container EK735695. Case will open gate to port.
5695?
Yeah. Why?
I'm just looking it up. That shipping container's somewhere near Madagascar and contains a consignment of straw hats.
Really? Oh, 5965. Yep, same difference, Mr. Numbers.
Right, that's better.
And where's that one?
It's currently empty. It's at the port of Amsterdam, 2 miles away.
Okay, I guess we're going to the port of Amsterdam.
Excuse me. May I remove the cable from my neck?
Oh, my God.
Dr. Adegbola, I'm so sorry.
Please, of course.
I'll rate you 10 Bs.
Thank you.
As we pulled up outside the port of Amsterdam, we peered across at the security gate and the disinterested guard playing Ice Cream Town and watching the evening news.
Night was closing in and the rain had got worse.
Just a brutal downpour.
Before we go any further, just checking. Taking the poison to the people who want to use the poison... That's our best option.
Do I feel great about this? Definitely not. But scanning this case is our only way in.
And even if we knew which authorities we could trust, by the time they got here, the game would be up, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Look at those Verkaby people. They're making deliveries. It looks super simple.
Why do they get to live and we had to kill ours?
Well, we didn't kill ours.
Yeah, no, I know. Sorry, I'm still quite high.
I guess those workers are delivering less sensitive stuff, right?
Okay. So you scan the package at the desk, they give you a piece of paper and wave you in.
Easy.
Hoi.
Just this, please.
Take this.
Thanks.
So you go.
Great.
Cheers.
Hey. Only one.
Oh.
But we...
One scan. One ticket, one person.
Hey, I completely understand. And thank you, Rudy, for doing your job so well. I'll go in on my own. Why don't you go and see our friend Neil down the road? His baby's crawling now, did you know?
Lara, What the fuck are you talking about?
Ivan.
Kneel down?
Yes, good idea.
Oh, yep, sorry.
Thanks to Lara's barely coded language and frantic jabbing gestures, we dropped to our knees and crawled under the security window.
So, Rudy, you're playing Ice Cream Town? What's your favorite zone?
Jelly.
That's nice.
Fucking hell, keep going.
So, I see on the news that the Marked Party have bought in.
Yeah.
That means power, right? The Dutch power party and power, pretty appropriate, huh? What did they say?
A storm is brewing.
Oh, wow. Are they talking about the weather or politically? Either way, they might be onto something. Anyway, I've got to go now. Great talking.
Hey, want to go for a drink?
No. You guys, you're in.
Lara, you're amazing.
Yeah, that was...
Your turn with the giant poison box. Come on, there's no time. Now let's stay off the radar and find this container.
It was properly dark now.
The wind was blowing the rain into our faces.
This way.
Lara, slow down.
I can barely see you both.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Kepler the case.
I've got it.
I've got a grenade message. You're late. We're about to leave.
Shit.
Run towards that sound!
We pressed on, through the darkness and the driving rain, running past warehouses, forklift trucks.
Three or four times, I almost dropped the case.
Wait, really?
Anyway, the horn got louder and then suddenly we were blinded by a spotlight.
We'd reached the water's edge. The ship was just a few feet away.
Hey, get back behind this crane! Fuck! It would be cool to operate one of these.
Is that the right ship?
I think so, look.
But the worker bee people. Dropping off those packages onto a pallet.
Holy shit. Look who's in charge. It's the policeman.
It had to be him. Even though we never got to see his face at fuel, no one else looks quite like that. He loomed over the pallet, inspecting its contents.
Just a giant hulk of a man. And this time, he was wearing an eye patch.
Lara, that's the man who killed Boris. The man who chased us.
I can see why you ran.
He's finished inspecting the pallet.
Perfect.
No!
Wait!
As the giant policeman, or rather the giant... Well, the giant. As he walked back up the gangway onto the ship, Lara charged out and clambered onto the back of the pallet.
We hid in the shadows in awe and watched as she crouched behind the largest box and started opening the containers.
Okay, so this is... Jesus, these are propellers. This is gonna be a big drone.
Lara, come back!
This seems to be some sort of, like... crop dusting type attachment?
Lara! The giant was operating the ship's crane, lifting the pallet up into the air away from us with Lara still on it.
Oh, shit. Stay down.
Oh, what do we do?
Oh, look at the water. Surely they can't sail in that.
But who's that guy leading the ship? Is that the captain?
You're fucking crazy. It's not possible. I want to. Not enough.
Christ, I think that was the captain.
But if there's no captain, does that mean they're not going to leave?
Oh my god, it doesn't look like it. The gangway's lifting.
Oh,
run!
At the last possible second, we jumped up onto the gangway
and ran up into the belly of the ship.
Well, at least we're out of the rain.
I guess. Yes, that is a positive. And look, we're closer to the shipping container. And Lara's here.
And then she appeared.
The red-headed woman.
She pointed her gun at us. Said,
and so am I. Thank you for doing exactly as you were told.
I'm sorry.
What?
Nothing.
Are you making fun of my voice?
No, Ivan. I'm sorry.
Hey, your friend already broke my nose.
Oh, God.
Scum. All you've done is help us. Oh, and kill that worker bee for no reason.
What?
That was just to see how far you'd go. It's much less conspicuous not to murder the courier.
Dr. Adegbola, he died in vain.
Again, Ivan, we didn't kill him.
Now, hand me the case.
Oh, Ivan, why did you bring the case onto the ship?
I don't know.
You could have left it by the crane.
Yes, I see that now.
We jumped on. It was probably more difficult to take it with you.
Arret! The case. Now.
Max, you're not going to like this idea. I've done a number of stupid things in my life. I mean... I once overclocked my tower PC in order to try and cook pancakes in the CD drive. But I think This
may have been the stupidest thing that anyone has done ever.
Ivan! No!
Cut!
Max and Ivan, Fugitives, is written and performed by Max Aleska and Ivan Gonzalez and features Adam Buxton, Alice Lowe, Celeste Dring, Dan Tetzel, Alina Almenas, Ernest Gromoff, Freya Parker, Gemma Whelan, Jack Malone, Jason Forbes, Justin Edwards, Katia Kavinga, Kyle Kinane, Margaret Caborn-Smith, Sammy Broly, Stephen Mangan and Steve First. Sound design is by Rich Evans and photography by Idil Sukan. The producer is Ben Walker for Storyglass.